Mm-hmm. Lessons from the Lave, Parshas Nothing. Pesach Abba Aleinu Latova. This, of course, week we have to concentrate on Pesach if you haven't been concentrating already. I always feel that once you hear the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, you're like, oh, okay, now it's really Pesach. And it's only a few days away. And Baruch Hashem, the springboard for today's shir comes from the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha of Rav Bagno. The drush part, which in many shuls it's like 5 minutes. This is what it was here. But he spoke out an entire beautiful idea in Halacha, Hashkafa. Very, very beautiful. The idea is Seh Labayit Lebet Avot. Seh Lebet Avot. That what was the halacha back in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? You know, we think about this a little bit more. As you probably know, that during COVID, so many people for the first time in their life had Seder alone, right? And many Nebuch old people had to have alone, although some of the old people were like, oh, this is the greatest Seder ever. I don't need to have the grandchildren. It was terrible. This is great. Finish the Seder in an hour. You know? But people recognize it. So this is a halachic question. What would happen in time of the Beis HaMikdash if you didn't have a chabur? The Mara speaks about inviting people over. But there's something integral to having a Seder with people. And I apologize if I'm speaking to the wrong crowd, because seemingly many of you will not be having the Seder with your parents. But when you think about that and saying, wow, you know, this is a much better Seder, you should think about that there's something to, or this is what a Seder is? Oh, it's supposed to last this long? You know what? Why is the sun coming up? But when you think about it, you should think to yourself about the concept of parents and grandparents being at the Seder. And there's something beautiful about that, and it really hit me very hard yesterday when Rav Bagno spoke about this, sitting next to my father, and my children being there, and seeing these, Baruch Hashem, three generations sitting and hearing a Shabbos HaGadol Drasha in Eretz Yisrael. My grandfather, I'm sure, could have never guessed that this would happen, right? I have my son now, my father said that he got such, this morning, my son had to leave very early in the morning, put on his uniform, madim, and go out to kasher some kitchens. Unfortunately, he was placed near a lot, so it's going to be a long bus ride there, but that's what we do. That's it. He's just part of the army service. And to think that he's going to have a son kashering kitchen, like, just imagine this, and we'll get to crazy talk in a moment, but imagine that crazy talk, right, of me sitting down with my grandfather and me saying to a person who fought, thinking about my mother's father, Jacob Weinberg, who fought during the Hakamas Medina against the Allgemeine Journal, which was the Yiddish newspaper, fighting back and forth every year with a week with a letter to the editor saying, you don't know, Eretz Yisrael is the biggest gift Hashem gave us. And if I sat with him and I said, Papa, I said, I want to tell you something. And to my other grandfather as well, who was so committed to Medina Yisrael, saying, I'm going to tell you something. I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael, and I have kids who are going to serve in the army. And he's going to be like, all right, dude, calm down, okay? You can't even pass a mouth test, okay? Stop. But that's a beautiful thing. And somebody might think that you're crazy, that this is the Eretz Yisrael that we have now. But there's something to be said to speak about the older generation. Rav Bagno was speaking about that older generation. Why do I say that? That generation that you speak to, and they say, well, you know, I know about Avodim Hayinu, but there's also the other story. And the other story is, how are we here? How are the Jewish people here, not just saying physically here in Eretz Yisrael, but how are we still around? After the annihilation that was supposed to be by the Egyptians, that was supposed to be by the Nazis, and the pogroms, and the Spanish, and everybody that wanted to annihilate us, and excuse me for saying, many people in America as well, right? And the Palestinians, and the Hamas, yeah. Right? And we can't forget about Kanye West. Yeah? All the people that want to destroy us. Right? So how is it that we're still here? So the story of the Seder is not only the story of Mitzrayim, it's a story of the famous song that we love to sing. Right? We tell ourselves, and we say, Bechol Dover Dor Om Dumaleinu, and the grandfather says, yeah. Imagine the grandfather of the Seder that survived the Holocaust, or one who says, my father's a survivor of the Holocaust. One who's able to tell the story and say, yeah, Hakamas Medina, you know what it is? In Mirtz Hashem, one day I'll tell my grandchildren in Mirtz Hashem the story about how I made Aliyah and how difficult it was, and then all the trouble that we had, and how Bituach Lumi is sending me letters I can't read, and I owe them 74,000 shekel by tomorrow. You know, like, all this stuff. It's amazing. I always remember one of my favorite, Divrei Torah of the Seder. I had this chus, I think it was the first time ever that I was put onto YU Torah. Many, many years ago. And it was a joint Haggadah Shir. It's really cool. We put out a, I don't know if you guys know what a CD is, but we put out a CD. It used to be the thing in the day. You put a CD in the car, and you know you have an old car when it's like, we have an old car, it still has the CD player. You don't have an old car when it has a tape deck. Then you're really, I think my father's car still has a tape deck. So, and the CD had different vorts from different rabbeim. Was honored by the in Beth Abraham. So all the different rabbis who gave shirim in Beth Abraham. So my vort was as follows. At the Seder, this comes straight from Rav Goldvich. This is the classic Rav Goldvich Torah. At the Seder, we have 15 simanim. You may argue with this, but let's go through them. Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpahas, Yachatz, Magid, Rachsa, Mozi, Matza, Maror, Korech, Shulchan Aruch, Safun, Barech, Halel, Nirtzah. So Shulchan Aruch is 2, I guess. Shulchan Aruch is 15. Right, that's the way he learns it. Svarim HaKadoshim say it, so we have to go with it. 15. And 15 reminds us of the name of Hashem, Yud and Hey. What does Yud and Hey remind us of? Minamitza Karasi Yah. Right? Yah is the ultimate form that we call God in, because it's the form of the now and the future. Right? I actually saw this vort written two different ways, but it's the same idea. Right? When we put Yud in front of something, Ya'aleh v'yavo, Yelech, it's the future. Right, Ya'aleh v'yavo, Ya'aleh, right? That's the future. And the hey is the now. Some people say the hey is also the past. Whatever, it doesn't matter, it's the same idea. So we put at the Seder, the past, or the now, and the future. And we say, okay, here children, this is the whole night. There's no night that's more unique than this night, where we have a chiyuv, we have gat levincha. As much as you may hate your children, this is the chiyuv. You got to sit them down at the table and do whatever it is. Rambam, kleyos ve'agoy, give them presents, give them stuff. And we have this whole afikoman. We start doing masau matam. The whole Seder, they're thinking about, how am I going to steal this afikoman from my father? I can't wait to steal. I want to steal. You know, I'm speaking in 2 days in Mishkan Shiloh at this slot. I'm going to speak about it. It's, you know, stealing in halacha, right? Stealing the afikoman. Is that a good thing or not? But we do this. Why? Because we want the children. They're going to, right? So that is the integral part of the Seder. What mitzvah do we have? What holiday do we have where we start and we go, okay, we're about to start the sukkah. Shh, everybody be quiet. Here we go. Sukkah, arba minim, dancing with the Torah. Right, we don't have anything like that. We start the Seder saying, oh, I want to give you the table of contents, Rabbi Yisai. Because it's very integral that there's 15 simanim. Because this is the day that we combine it. Comes along Rabbi Sachs. Lord Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, and I know I've said this many times, and I wish I appreciated his Torah while he was still alive. There's so much Torah out there, the Baruch Hashem Institute, that is really just, it's so, his stuff is so amazing. So he says the following thing, and I had to write this down because I never knew some of these things that he wrote. So he said that he was watching the Discovery Channel, and on the Discovery Channel, they were talking about the Pharaoh Ramses, right? Ramses II, we believe to be the Paro. And we know that Ramses built Pison, as the Torah tells us, for Ramses. He named the city after him. Any good warlord will name a city after himself to make him feel good, right? Somebody once asked Michael Bloomberg, why did you name your company Bloomberg? It's like, you can't get more Jewish than that. He says, because I wanted my mother to one day see a big billboard as she goes into the Lincoln Tunnel that says her name on it, that says Bloomberg, you know, and also his name. But okay, fine. So Ramses II builds temples, and he's looking at these, and they're talking in Discovery Channel, these gorgeous temples that were built. Like, oh, God, they're so beautiful. He rebuilt. He was the greatest of all because his, till today, everybody knows Ramses II because it's still around. You can go to Egypt and see that. And then Rabbi Sachs pauses for a moment and says, wait a minute, who built these temples? Is the Discovery Channel going to tell us who built them? We did. We built it. And then he said, I started thinking to myself the following thing. I guess while you're watching, anyway, science fiction, you know, you might as well, because, you know, they're not saying all the truth. Right, well, once you say, so he says, I have a question. What if I now time travel back to the days of Ramses? And now I meet him. And I say, yo, what's up, Pharaoh? How you doing? I'm a Jew. Hi. But you can't touch me because I'm from, you know, 3,000, you know, 400 years from now. 3,000, almost 400 years from now. And I want to give you some good news and bad news. So he says, okay, I'll take the good news first. He says, 3,400 years later, there's still a nation from your time that exists. And he said, well, then what's the bad news? He says, it's not the Egyptians. The Egyptians of today are not the Egyptians from then. He says, well, who could they be? These are the Jews. He says, that's impossible. It's so impossible that the king that took over afterwards, and this is, I don't want to say a machlokes, but a machlokes in historians, machlokes in historians during Kriyas Yamsuf, was it Ramses that was passing us, Ramses that was passing us, or it was the next Paro, Menipta, yeah, Menipta, who wrote on this famous stone, I think the word steel comes from him, one a piece of steel, stone, steel, that says, Israel is laid with its seed is no more. That's it. The Jews are done. That's what he thought. And when we talk about what is our legacy, so says Rabbi Sachs, I'll tell you what the legacy of the Egyptians are. Those temples. The pyramids that you go to see. Right? That's their legacy. What's our legacy? I don't have a physical legacy. It's here. It's you. It's me. It's a person. Right? That's the big difference. That's how we show that we spiritually thrive. The Mitzvahim bring monuments and buildings. And the Jews have the ultimate force of value, and that is us. That is what we've built. We built the next generation. That's the ultimate. There's nothing bigger and better than that. And that's where Wagner brings two different ideas that seem to be the opposite, but somewhat similar. The Panim Yafos brings the following. Panim Yafos says, Yesh Lomar, Lefi, She'amar HaKosov, Leman Tisper Ba'oizne Bincha Uben Bincha. The Pasuk says that you should tell over in the name of your son and your grandson. Afshe Mitzvah Sabein Hu L'Saper L'Beno. Really, the mitzvah is, right? If the grandfather's at the Seder, it's just kind of funny. My father, almost 80 years old, Yibadu L'Chaim Toiv Maruchim, is really has a chiyuv to whisper to me, and then I have to tell to my children, and the other grandfathers at the Seder has to say, I guess, to his daughter, has to say to his daughter, right? Even though the mitzvah is the Lebein to the son, right? The father to the ben. I should tell myself the Kabbalah of Chovas HaGodol Lebeno. I'm not just telling you this now. I'm telling you this to tell over to your son. You're saying to me, Rav Hartstein, my son, I'm hoping not to be in jail by next year. You're telling me about my son for? Are you kidding me? Yes! I'm not just talking to you now. He told a great story. He's told it many times. He told it over the name of one of the rabbeim in the Rosh Yeshiva in Torah Vadas, named Rav Heinerman. I thought it was somebody else, Heyman. I thought I heard it in the name of somebody else, but it doesn't matter. It's a great story. Similar like today. It was a snowy day. It was a snowy day in Brooklyn, New York, Torah Vadas. And it was a snowy day. And Nebuch, nobody really came to shiur. And the Rosh Yeshiva says, what do you mean? Of course you come to shiur. I don't care. Who cares? Right? This is like a typical Leva Torah thing, right? It would be snowing outside. And you'd be like, how am I going to get from up there to down here? I can't snow. Fine. So you guys, four guys toned up the shiur. And the Rav starts to give the shiur. Same fire and brimstone as usual. Screaming, it's going crazy. And finally, one of the guys raises his hand. He's like, Rebbe, there's literally four guys here. Like, calm down. There's four guys here. You don't have to scream. He goes, what do you think? I'm talking to you? I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to your children, your children's children. And I guarantee you that story was not told by him. It was told by students saying, I'll never forget that day. Thank God I decided to go to shiur that day. Wow. I remember talking about Rav Goldberg. Rav Goldberg, when he used to give shiur, he would break shtenders and run around the room. We're like, what do you say? Oh my. So I used to, that was my joke. I said, I'm not there yet when it comes to Torah. But he's addicted to Torah. He's high on Torah. I want that drug. I need to get into it. So says the Panim Yafos. I'm not just telling it over to you. Yomar gam lebeno. V'zeh tikun b'tshuvas ha'av. Lebeno. Avodim ha'inu. What happens? The kid gets up and why was that, right? Bikol ha'lelo, right? Or he says it in Yiddish, you know, or Abba neina li'abra, which whatever. Right? Manishtana. So what do I answer him? It's not an answer. I'm answering another generation. I'm not answering this guy. He's at the Seder. Why am I answering him? And the answer is, I'm not just talking to you. To the chara einze lechuvas hashoel sheshal habein manishtana v'chulo ela shemechuyev lahagid lebeno mitzah gamalav the saper yitzias mitzayim la rabot the sipor. I'm not just talking. Excuse me for saying. I'm not just talking to you. Right? We've had this conversation before. We've had a conversation before about how is it possible? How is it possible that a Rebbe like me gets paid, let's be honest, gets paid the big bucks. I thought they would have a bottle today. They had bottles before. I missed the bottles. Okay. Fine. Whatever. And now on Wednesday, official announcement. On Wednesday, I don't know if you guys know this, on Wednesday, I received in the business world generally, receive a reduction in their salary. Wednesday, I received a reduction in my salary because they announced that the price of soda is going down in Israel. They're taking the tax off.
No way.
So I got a raise a few, a year ago when they raised it. Now, you know, to 8 shekel. Now I'm going to be back to like 6, 7 shekel. Okay, fine. What am I going to do? Okay. So sometimes, what happens? Sometimes I go into a shir. I'm not going to mention any names of Rabbeim. Please don't. And it's not so fun. And I'm teaching. And sometimes I think to myself, you know what? Should I go to this Rebbe and say I'm done? Or should I walk out? I've only walked out, I think, once. That was because this shir unbelievably chizpah. But then I think to myself, I'm not just teaching you. I'm teaching your children. Right? Who knows what something I say may, and sometimes I get really surprised. I have students who reach out to me and say, I just want to tell you a story, something happened to me at work, and I remember the shir that you gave. Usually they're misquoting what I said, but okay, fine. Right? But okay. That's the idea. Let's finish off with the B'nai Yisasa. Ah, he says as follows. V'izbonein, lefi masha amru Hashem Yitbarach, uleman tisvar be'ozei bincha, uben bincha limor. Same puzzle. Different interpretation. Why do I have to teach my grandchildren? Hello, of you, saper lo. My father's going to teach me. Hu benu ben beno hine ha ben hu gadol ve ben hu katam imenu. Obviously, right? The grandfather's got a little bit more experience. Hine laharus hanes hamuflog asher nase begviat morom gadlos kodem mikatnos. When you think about the nase. And you see your grandfather there. Ah, see the grandfather, the 80-year-old grandfather there. He's able to tell you a lot more life stories about what it is to be a Jew. He's a lot more stories. Behold, over door, om demolei luchaloseinu. He nechovu mitzvah saper habein hagadol kodem the achakach. That's the idea. He says again, somewhat similar ideas, right? But we want the grandfather to be at the seder. The zchus of having the grandfather at the seder. You know what that is? To be able to tell over the story? Because he has life experience. He's able to say to you, oh, you know, he's saying, what Bagna was saying, doesn't really speak to us so much, but okay. You know, the grandfather who was at, you know, fought in every single of Israel's wars, says, you know what, Bechol Dover Dom, 1948, 1967, the Lebanon War, I was in all the wars, I get it. Or as they said, the Holocaust survivor. Or the one who says, you know how I made Aliyah, how I got here, so on and so forth. Or do you know what anti-Semitism was? Or, do you want to hear what it is to be a Jew? When I grew up in the five towns, you know, my father will say, there was only one pizza store we moved in. You know, like, how can you be a Jew without 10 pizza stores? Okay, yeah. It's a story. There's a tremendous story that's told in the name of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was on a plane to Eretz Yisrael with his children, grandchildren, I forgot who. I heard this from his son. And Rav Binyamin, yeah. So Rav Binyamin tells over, right, his grandson also, Rav Mordechai, sorry, told the story as well, his grandson. And they're on the plane, so it must be Rav Mordechai. And he's sitting, happened to be Rav Yaakov was sitting next to a priest. And the priest also had his grandchildren on the plane. But Rav Yaakov's grandchildren, every few minutes, hours, whatever, would come up to him. Can we get the Rosh Hashiva? Did the Rebbe want anything? They switched his shoes, put slippers on him. They got him water. They got him coffee. So the priest looks at him and says, can I ask you a question? How did you do this? How are you zoicha to bring up your grandchildren, your children, your grandchildren like this? They're mamish, serving you hand and foot, whatever you need.
My grandchildren haven't even got up yet. They're probably sitting in business class. They haven't got up yet. He says, I'll tell you the difference. You believe that we all come from apes and monkeys. And therefore, every generation that gets farther away from the monkey, from the ape, is obviously on a higher level. No. I believe I come from B'nai Avram. I got the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore, you're even closer. I'm the closest to Maamad Har Sinai. I'm closest to the Yetzias Mitzrayim experience. And therefore, there's a great cover. You know the schus it is to be able to meet somebody where, unfortunately, reaching the generation of having the schus to meet in Tzali Shoah, somebody who survived the Holocaust, and them to tell their stories, their amunah and bitachon that they have now. They stayed Jewish. They stayed religious. Holy cow. But even the stories, I remember I had the great schus. And I remember this is like a good moment to remember. I pushed myself once to sit and meet a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. It was after shul, and I was embarrassed to go over him, and I said, no, I'm going to go over, and we started having this awesome conversation. About he was in the Chafetz Chaim Shir. I could tell my children and grand, I met somebody who was in the Chafetz Chaim Shir. And then, unfortunately, somebody saw that I was talking, and he came over. He was a much older person than I was, and he started talking to me in Yiddish. And I'm like, hi, I'm not following, and I had to leave because I didn't know what was going on. But imagine to meet somebody, wow, you met the stipler, you met that my son. This is what this is about. My son tells the story that Rav Chaim passed away, so his Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Feig, from Yeshivat Abad Yisrael, said that he was very close with the stipler. So he told over, he says, I remember when the stipler, I was getting a bracha from the stipler, and the kindergarten teacher came in and said, oi, Chaim Kla, oi, you're such a bad kid, Chaim. He's like, what are we going to do with Chaim? The great Gadol HaDor of Chaim Kanievsky we were talking about. So those are stories. That's what the generations, that's what the Seder is all about, Rabbi. The schus that we have. And if we don't have that schus, if we're not able to, I challenge you. Have a call with your father. If you have the schus of having a grand, call the grandfather. Say, I'm sorry I can't be at the Seder. Can you give me one vort? Give me one story that I could tell over the Seder. I guarantee whoever is you going to the Seder, say, this is a special, my grandfather just told me this over. My father told me for my grandfather. My grandfather told me for my great-grandfather's story. You got to hear the story. It's hard to believe this, but I remember I know my mother got a lot of hana. There was a sefer that came out. It was right before Pesach a few years ago. And we spoke about different challenges. Who was our hero? And one of my children wrote that my hero was my great-grandfather where I never met. Could be. I don't remember. But my son Yaakov is named for both of my grandfathers. And one of my grandfathers, we spoke about him, Jacob Weinrib. So my grandfather, so he told the story over that he used to get fired every single Friday. Because it used to be the work week was 6 days, and you had to work Saturday. And he would come to work, and he'd say, I can't work tomorrow, and they would fire him. And every week, he would have a new job. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine sitting at a Shabbos table knowing you have absolutely no idea next Shabbos how you're going to put food on the table? And can you imagine the hana a child gets saying, wow, my father's so committed? A lot of people came to America, that was it. They left Shabbos. They had to leave it. They couldn't. To have a grandfather to... So now you write this in Eretz Yisrael, and the kids are like, they don't even understand. Can you imagine in Eretz Yisrael, people are like, no, I also want Sunday off. I want, you know, like every day's off here. You know, like, we were joking. We went to Tel Aviv last week, and my kids were like, how come at 3 o'clock it took us 45 minutes to get onto the highway from Tel Aviv? Because everybody's not working. What's going on here? We've come such a long way, but we have to remember the past. It's b'chol dor v'dor. We have to remind ourselves. That's what the Seder is all about, that unique night. V'yagat levincha u'b'nei bincha. Get the stories from the grandfather. Get it to, excuse me for saying, until it's too late. Know the stories. That's what the Seder is all about, to remind ourselves, we are here, you're not here. I apologize, I said this is the last story. This is really the last story. We'll go over it. It's Pesach, so you could listen for another 2 minutes. One of my favorite stories came to my mind. Anything that comes to my mind, I don't have to say, because if I say it, this one's a good one. Tell a story about the Ponovitch Rav.
who was going and collecting Stucker. Just think about who the Panovich Rav was. He went to this crazy place called Bnei Brak that had nothing. He went onto a hill and he said, I'm going to build one of the biggest yeshivas ever, which exists obviously until today. And everybody, people would laugh at him. People would mock him and say, first of all, Bnei Brak's nothing. Second of all, you're not building a yeshiva. Judaism is dying. Ben Gurion probably, you know, that was his concept of why he gave a patur for the Haredim of the army. He said, there won't be Haredim in a few years from now. And that Panovich Rav survived the Holocaust. Was collecting money, and he found himself by, I think in Italy, right, where the arch teaches his arches, right? Let's pretend I'm Rome. And he lands, and it was raining, and it was delayed, and he calls his trusted person who was picking him up, and he says, I'm sorry, it was delayed. Rebbe, don't worry about it, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. He says, I planned for this, don't worry, I'm picking you up. And he picked him up and he says, I'm sorry, I can't go straight to the hotel. You need to take me to Titus's arch. Titus, HaRasha. Anybody's ever seen it with the picture of them carrying out the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, of the menorah. And he says, Rebbe, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, with all due respect. Tomorrow morning I'll take it. No, I need to go now. I assume he had never been there before. And he goes there and he comes out of the car and his trusted gabbai, you know, takes out, he says, no, I don't want an umbrella. I want to stand in the rain. And he starts screaming, Titus, where are you? Where are you, Titus? Where are you? Look at this great monument. Where are you, all your people? They're gone. Similar to Mitzrayim, the way we started out. Where are you? My name is the Panovich Rav. Rav Kahneman, he says, I am here. And my nation came back to Eretz Yisrael. Where are you? We're back, baby. He didn't say that. We're back. We live forever. That's the story of the Jewish people. We should be zoiche to have a chag kosher v'sameach. We should be zoiche, a few days away, to be zoiche to eat from the zvachim, the psachim, the korban Pesach. We should all join together b'chabura, b'viyaz gol tzedek, meheir v'yameinu, amen.